You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 95, Poetry Puts Starch in Your Backbone. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast, where we explore the intersection of creativity, productivity, and mindset. I'm here to help you break through barriers, build lasting habits, and fuel your passion for writing and creating. Y'all, listen. I purchased a wireless lavalier microphone from the TikTok shop. Y'all, don't do it. Don't do it. And maybe it's just my experience, but I recorded the podcast using that microphone and it was terrible. I don't know if it was the room I was in. I don't know what it was, but it just did not turn out right. So had to redo it. The podcast microphone that I used to have, I don't have it anymore. So I had just been speaking into my phone, and lo and behold, it sounds way better than this TikTok shop microphone that I got. Anyway, y'all, we're going to keep rolling because just if you've had experience purchasing a microphone or something, some electronic, in electronics from the TikTok shop, let me know, because maybe it's just me. But today we're continuing our celebration of National Poetry Month with another special episode. Now we're going to dive into another quote by one of my favorite poets. She is one of the most beloved poets of our time, Maya Angelou, who once said, "Poetry puts starch in your backbone." And I can't think of a better way to honor the power and significance of poetry than by reflecting on this statement. But first, I want to share a little bit about Maya Angelou and why she continues to be such an incredible inspiration, not only for me, but for so many people. Maya Angelou was a woman whose words, wisdom, and strength have inspired generation after generation. She was born in Missouri, in St. Louis, and her life was full of hardship and also triumph. From being a young girl who survived trauma to being a world-renowned author, poet, activist, Maya Angelou showed us what resilience really looks like. She has, in her memoirs, particularly I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, it helped shape a whole generation, our understanding of race, identity, overcoming adversity, and her poetry is just timeless. Still I Rise, Phenomenal Woman. Those are two poems that I learned, that I memorized very early on when I was a kid, and that stuck with me, just all through my life, through childhood, through my teenage years, college, as an adult. Those are still two of my favorite poems. They are just profound in their words and their meaning. And those are just a couple of examples of her legacy. But for me personally, Maya Angelou's writing has always been a reminder of self-expression. She used poetry not just to write, but to claim her space in the world. And that's something that speaks to my own journey as a poet. Her message is clear. We are powerful, we are resilient, and our voices matter. So let's dive into the quote. Poetry puts starch in your backbone. I love it. When we look at that quote, it might seem like a simple metaphor, but as always with Maya Angelou's work, there's a depth to the statement that speaks directly to you. It speaks directly to your soul. When we think about starch, what comes to mind for me is that strength and structure that we find in fabric. When clothes are starched, they stand up tall. They stand up tall and sharp and firm. There's a sense of sturdiness and confidence. And what Maya Angelou is suggesting is that poetry has the same effect on us. It gives us a backbone, a structure. It offers us a way to stand tall in the face of adversity, to hold our heads up no matter what life is throwing at us at the time. As poets, our work reflects our internal landscape, right? Our struggles, our victories, and everything in between. When we write poetry, we're not just putting words on the paper. We're weaving our personal truths, our identities, our beliefs on the page. And in doing that, we strengthen ourselves. Poetry becomes a tool of resilience. That's how it starts, right? I mean, I started writing poetry at an early age, and it was a way to give voice to everything that I was going through. Poetry also has the power to give us a sense of purpose. In a world that can sometimes feel so chaotic and overwhelming, just as it is right now, poems remind us of our own agency. Writing poetry reminds us of our own agency. It reminds us that we have control over our stories, our words, and our voices. It's in this space where poetry puts starch in our backbone. It gives us the courage to express ourselves, to take a stand, and to say what needs to be said, even when the world feels silent. So how do we, as poets, apply this idea of poetry putting starch in our backbones? It's a practice that I feel takes intention. It requires vulnerability, and it also requires persistence. Because first, writing poetry with intention means creating work that reflects our truest selves. It means not shying away from those difficult topics, but leaning into it. Whether we're writing about love or grief or joy or injustice, we're standing firm, 10 toes down, in our belief that our words matter. Secondly, poetry requires vulnerability. Writing poetry can feel like exposing a part of ourselves that we often keep hidden. But in doing that, we not only heal and grow, but we also create space for others to do the same. That's the power of poetry. Through vulnerability, we give our words weight and purpose. And that's where the starch comes in. Poetry builds us up, even as we open ourselves up. And then persistence. As poets, we can't afford to give up on our craft, even when the words aren't flowing, when they're not coming out for whatever reason. Even when we face rejection or self-doubt, we have to keep writing. The strength to continue is where poetry gives us our backbone. And we push forward, we stand tall, we let the world know that we have something to say. So let's take it even further. How does this quote apply to our lives beyond our work as poets? Poetry at its very core reflects life. That's what it does. And if we let it, poetry can guide us through challenges, encourage us to rise up, and teach us to embrace who we really are. And so the way life is, so much like poetry, it can be unpredictable, full of highs and lows, victories and setbacks. But just like the starch in a shirt, poetry can give us the strength to endure. For me, there are times when I turn to poetry to help me navigate difficult moments. That's a big thing. And when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel uncertain, when I feel pressed to do something, but I don't know what to do, you know, I'll reach for the work of my favorite poets, and that includes Maya Angelou. It just reminds me of the power of resilience, the importance of self-expression, and just being a human being, just to connect. That's where I go. I go for Maya Angelou. I go for all of my favorite poets, Nikki Giovanni, and just research or dive into their work. And it just gives me the grace that I need to be okay with myself. In moments of doubt, I still read, still I rise, and remember that I too can rise above challenges. I too can stand tall. I am important. I do matter. And my voice matters. And if you're not a poet, you can still apply the same concept. Life sometimes requires us to find strength in places we least expect, right? Whether it's through the support of your family and friends, the guidance of a mentor, or even a piece of art, poetry in its many forms can give us that strength. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on this quote, poetry puts starch in your backbone. No matter where you are in your writing journey, remember that poetry has the power to uplift and strengthen you. Whether you're a seasoned poet or you're just beginning to explore the craft, let poetry be a reminder that your words are more than just ink on a page. They are the foundation of your voice, your resilience, and your strength. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. And yes, it does matter. And remember, keep writing, keep dreaming, and as Maya Angelou would say, keep rising. Until next time, take care.